And at 25 to 8, it's good morning to Darren Farrell.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, a bit of a disaster for Celtic last night. They have crashed out of the Champions League, losing on penalties to Karat Almaty, besides finished scoreless after extra time, and the Kazakh side winning the shootout 3-2. Adam Ida among those to miss his penalty kick. That result means Celtic will now compete in the Europa League, and manager Brendan Rodgers has been talking about the disappointment of losing out on the Champions League, but he's also been deflecting questions about why key players who left have not been replaced with new signings.
It's just a shame, because last year we made some great strides. You know, I've said before, we had a hint of what we could do at the level. And with the greatest respect, this was a great opportunity for us to be back there. But sadly, we won't be. So plenty of endeavour, plenty of honesty. But the Champions League is a wee bit more than that.
Fans may wonder why Celtic, with the resources they have, went into this, these ties that are so crucial, so ill-prepared and under-resourced. Is there an answer to the why? Because people can't fathom it, I don't think.
No, I always think that investment is great, but it has to be a timely investment. But yeah, I think at this moment in time, it's like you say, it's a little bit raw. We've just lost the game, and this group of players have given everything. We limit it to what we could do in the game in moments. But like I said, they gave everything. We just couldn't find enough good moments and moments of quality to break through, Michael, and like I say, we have to accept that.
Yeah, that's Brendan Rodgers. Athlone Town return to action in the Women's Champions League later today. Now, the Irish champions face Breiðablik Blick of Iceland in the second qualifying round. The game taking place in the Netherlands, and it gets underway at noon today. If they win, they'll face either Red Star Belgrade or FC 20 on Saturday in round two. Let's hear from Róisín Molloy.
Yeah, I think everyone's just been really focused on the league games because they're so important. But now, like, we're so excited just to get going. Obviously, the quality of the teams at this stage is going to be really, really high. We don't know a whole lot about the team so far. I'm sure there's been a lot of work going on in the background about that. But yeah, look, we have great belief in our squad. Like, I think we have a lot of quality and. Yeah, I think that we're going out there to put in our best foot forward, and we really want to put in good performances.
More from the Athlone camp a little bit later on. In the English League Cup last night, Wolves beat West Ham 3-2. Brentford overcame Bournemouth 2-0. Burnley, 2-1 winners against Derby. Sunderland and Leeds both lost on penalties to Huddersfield and Sheffield Wednesday. The Irish manager Heimir Hellgrimsson has named his squad for the opening games of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. No Seamus Coleman in the 23-man squad for the games against Hungary and Armenia. We'll be hearing from him a little later in the programme as well. The Kerry County Board has confirmed Jack O'Connor's new 2-year term as Kerry football manager last night. Also, there's been activity in Down. Former Sligo manager Tony McEntee has joined the management team there. In golf, the United States Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley will announce his captain's picks for the upcoming encounter with Europe next month. Bradley has 6 picks, and such is his own form this season that he's been heavily linked with one of those places himself. Finally, for now, in tennis, home favourite Coco Gauff has progressed to the second round of the US Open overnight. Iga Swiatek, Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner have all made it through to round two also.